Well, welcome to On The Potty with Dave and Dale.
Oh, it's exciting times here.
Dale, this is the first time you've stepped into the host seat. How do you feel?
Oh, I'm feeling comfy. Pushing Dan out of the way. See if I can steal his spot permanently.
Dan's a piker. Dan didn't make it to this special event tonight. What is the special event we've just been a part of?
Oh, Freedom in the Groove. Awesome jazz night with lots of music, good times.
With lots of music. Now, who's the artist that we've got here, Dale?
We've got Colin Buchanan down here.
It's not Colin Buchanan, is it? What's your name? Is it Con?
My name is Con Campbell.
Con Campbell. Campbell from the Colin Buchanan, the Con Campbell Quartet.
It's not Colin Buchanan.
It's super right. I understand him. Yeah.
Good times.
People often confuse me with Colin Buchanan. So good looks.
Well, it does work, you know. Good looks. Good music.
Yeah. Good times. Good times.
Hand in hand, yeah.
Very good times. Now, you've got a... Can I just say, Con, you've got a fantastic voice. You might play the sax, but every time in between when you're speaking, you sound so cool. Can you just speak for a little bit?
Thank you. I'm very flattered. No one's ever said that to me before.
It is a very cool voice.
Yeah. Well, I'm really touched by that, and I think from now on I should speak a lot more.
All right.
And use this voice. Maybe. You know, I have toyed with the idea of maybe doing a bit of singing in my jazz gigs, but... up until now, I've never really felt game.
I definitely think it'd be a good way to go. Good path to take.
Okay.
So tell us, Colin. does the jazz work well with the kids? Like, do they get into the jazz?
Depends on the sort of jazz. Generally, no. It tends to be more of a sort of 15 plus music.
It's almost. I reckon
late teens and on.
Yeah. When you leave school, you're allowed to start experimenting and exploring music. When you're at school, you got to fit in with whatever people are listening to.
It's called musical appreciation.
That happens once you finish school.
Technical term.
And while you're at school, it's called musical peer coercion.
Yeah,
that's a good one, isn't it?
You
get
good.
Yeah.
Did
so
you think of that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. Well. So I never told my friends at school that I liked Boys to Men, but I love jazz. I love jazz. I'm very much into jazz.
You're gonna podcast this, right?
I've said that a few times. Said that a few times. I love jazz, but I love a bit of the old school R&B, the Motown, good times. Tell us about jazz. What do you love about jazz?
Well, there are lots of things I love about jazz, as you may.
How good's his voice? How good's his voice?
One of the things I love. The rhythms in jazz, the swing, or maybe a hipper term might be groove. I love the groove in jazz.
You say it a bit deeper.
I love the groove in jazz. It's it just feels good, and there's this pulse and this rhythm, and my bass player's leaving. See you, Dave. Thanks for... I'm just being recorded, mate, so...
Do you want to quickly go and see him and come back? You're all good?
Thanks, mate. I'll fix you up.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
You are?
It was really good. It's all happening here at Aaron Affair.
It's all happening. Tears, it's all happening all over the place.
My bass player is leaving the building. That's it, he's gone.
He's very good.
He's
How good is it?
One of the best bass players in the country.
He's incredible. Oh, I really loved it.
Yeah, big double really bass. Good times.
Very good times. How good is it having an instrument that's bigger than you?
Well,
and not a piano.
I wouldn't know, but I can imagine it would be a pain carrying it around.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to like drive a Barina.
No,
for instance.
No, that's right.
Unless you put wheels on it and tow it behind.
Wheels on it? Yeah. Yeah.
And tow it behind. There you go. Tell us, can you give us a jazz lesson, a 30-second jazz lesson? What if I'm from another planet, okay, and I'm here for 30 seconds, and you can tell me about jazz, what would you say?
Well, first of all, we'd be in trouble because you wouldn't understand English, right, if you're from another planet. So maybe we need an interpreter.
Okay, but they can understand English.
Oh, okay. They're very clever, Aileen. So they've been monitoring our speech for the last 20 years. I'd have to say jazz, it's about making up the music, it's about the pulse, the rhythm, and it's about interacting together as musicians as we make it up together. So it's kind of a conversation that we invent and that rhymes.
Good stuff. I love the communication between jazz people. It seems you can learn just from the...
It's a real buzz, and it gives us a real bond, and it's a way of... It's funny, I mean, we'd never have more than a 5-minute conversation and have coffee, but put us on the stage and we communicate sub-verbal level. Yeah.
Now, Dale, you're actually into a bit of music as well. Dale's got his own MySpace music page. MySpace.com/DaleKerriganMusic.
That's right, Dale Fantastic. Kerrigan Music.
And what are your genres at the top of the page?
Well, if I can remember, it's indie slash disco house or something like
Christian
that.
Christian rap or
that's
something.
That's it. I've got a big range.
You've got your own full-length techno song as
that's
well
it,
on there.
That's
Good
it.
Times. And you can actually hear that featured on I Agree agree with Dale.com.
That is
I agree with Dale.com. This is actually the Dale from I agree with Dale.com.
Wow.
You're going to go home and you need to check out I agree with Dale.com.
That's the first thing I do when I get home after midnight tonight.
Check out I agree with Dale.com. Yeah. You can find this podcast at cccyouth.com or podcast.cccyouth.com. And if you've got any fan mail to send in, send it to cccyouth@gmail.com. Yeah, excellent.
That's right.
Fantastic.
Getting the voices happening, all three of them.
It's
together. Yeah.
Interacting with each other.
Getting, this is jazz speech.
Yeah.
That's a new word for it.
Sorry, I was
trying to work it. We're not quite at that level. We're not quite at that level. We need to practice it more.
And it was great the way you worked in the talk. It was brilliant. What are you doing? Get lost.
Who brought this
woman? We've got fans here. Fans here trying to get to Con. Fans trying to get to Con. It's exciting here.
Con Buchanan. I mean, Con Buchanan.
Con Buchanan or whatever it is. He's been getting the sax and the Remember the Lord, I think.
Okay, now. You love jazz, but we know that you love Jesus more.
Yep.
If we've got some kids from another planet that are if we've got some kids from Erina High School, they're pretty much from another planet, and they're having a listen to On the Potty with Dave and Dale.
I agree with Dale.com.
Bingo. Good times. You love Jesus more. If you've got 30 seconds, a minute to talk to a typical Central Coast teenager who may not know Jesus, what would you want them to hear?
Jesus is the king of the universe, and you can't mess with that. So we tend to think lots of other things are important in life, but compared to him, they're just they're just not as important. And you want to make sure that you know the king of the universe, because it's not about what you know, it's about who you know, and you want to be in with the king. So that's what I want to say.
And how do you get in with the king?
You get in with the king by saying, "Hey, king."
How cool is his voice?
I want to hang out, and you put your trust in Jesus and what he's done for us, which is the king died a criminal's death so that we can be friends with him. So that's what it's all about. That's how you get to know him, by putting your trust in him.
Bit more simple than just playing a improv piece of jazz.
It's real simple. It couldn't be simpler. And I was going to say, if you don't do it, you're an idiot, but that would be offensive, so I won't say that.
But by saying that you're going to say it, but you're not going to say it, you've sort of said it without being offensive.
Yeah.
Brilliant. It's got
I was hoping no one would pick that up, but thanks for pointing that out.
It's very, very good. So you'll be back? Yeah, well, I think we can almost wrap up.
Got to lock it and then unlock it.
Now, we're going to wrap up, I think.
All right.
Have you got any parting words, Dan? I mean, Dale?
Well, I would just like to say it's been... especially, I just created a new word. Especially exciting having Colin on the show, and just like to say, Cole, have a good
song. Jesus rocks the world.
I know, it's awesome. 10-9-8, God is great. Maybe get a bit of that action with the sax.
Yeah, we'll try that.
Who knows?
We do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 from Sesame Street.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we'll do that.
That'd be very cool.
We haven't done it backwards yet. That would sound kind of weird.
Yeah.
12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Now, just very quickly, if we want to find out about some of your music and some of the gear and when you're performing and all that type of stuff, where do we go?
ConCampbell.com.
ConCampbell.com. Is your email like con@concampbell.com?
My word it is. And my wife's email is bron@concampbell.com.
Man, there's too much Bon, Cron,
Especially
Bon.
With a good voice, it just sounds...
Very groovy.
It does. It does. Groovy. Very groovy indeed.
Well, let's finish with a bit of a jazz thing. I might play some bass.
Okay.
You might play... What are you going to play? I'll just get us started and you do something over the top.
I'll do some trumpet.
Peace out, guys. Thanks, Con. Tonight was awesome.
Thanks
for listening. If you love Dale, send him an email at... We should get you an email address. Dale@iagreewithdale.com. I can make one. I'll make one for you.
Let's do that.
So send an email to dale@iagreewithdale.com.
And remember, skateboarding isn't for everybody, guys.
And it's all about Jesus. That's number one.
It's all about Jesus.
And Jesus died because...
I suck.
Fantastic. Now, let's do it. Ba-dum, dum, 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 dum. Ba-dee-dee-dum, dum, 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 dum. Well, you've been listening to On the Potty with Dave and Dale and Colin. I mean, Con Campbell. Thank you very much, everyone. Peace out. We'll get a quick.